Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. Lot to get to today. Devin Caney joins us 1 hour from now. Ross Tucker will be with us at 12:30. His thoughts on what he saw with the Eagles game. And, of course, all of Wild Card Weekend, which is now in the books. You people later in the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got nothing, man. Everybody should get a 3D printer. How about that? Help you with your stress.
Is this the opposite of Friday Gobert's today? I got nothing.
Yeah, just get a 3D printer.
Okay, all right. We're all stressed. I mean, we're stressed right now, Hugh. And that's you're right about that. A lot of stress going on as we await. We're officially on Petullo watch. I hope we're on Bo Bichette watch as well. But we're on Petullo watch here in Philadelphia.
Petullo watch is crazy.
Yeah, it's like waiting to see if the smoke's going to come out, like the new Pope. That people want a new offensive coordinator, and they certainly want this one gone. And to start us off, I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that I think Kevin Petullo is the next Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. Let's not do that. I saw a very young, inexperienced coordinator this year that went through his lumps. I thought early he looked overwhelmed. I thought some good stuff in the red zone. Overall, obviously the season did not go the way Kevin Petullo wanted or the Eagles wanted. I think we all agree on that. That's obvious. But Hugh, I got to tell you, just listening to everyone the last couple days, our show yesterday, listening to the morning show last couple days, afternoon show yesterday, and seeing the reaction out there, I got to tell you, I think we are going way overboard as a city, as a fan base with this Kevin Petullo stuff. This guy is getting way too much blame for what went on Sunday specifically, but certainly the entire season. We're talking about this guy as if he ruined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not true. There's more that's gone on here this season than just Kevin Petullo. And I blame the players more for Sunday. I blame the players more for this season than I do Kevin Petullo. Like, the Eagles, you can have, if everyone just wants a head on the stick, I mean, it just feels like that's what we want. We just want, fire someone so we all feel better. All right, go ahead. Go do it. Fire Kevin Petullo. But the problems are not going to go away with the Eagles' offense because Kevin Petullo gets either reassigned today or tomorrow or the next day or whatever. I think this guy has gotten way too much blame for what happened this season. He's not great, clearly, but there's striking issues on this offense that it just feels like everyone wants to ignore the real issue because this one makes us feel better. Like, there's no connection to Kevin Petullo, right? No one has Kevin Petullo jerseys. No one has decided he's their favorite player. No one likes him. So it's like, oh, just blame him. Okay, blame Kevin Petullo. I think he's getting too much blame for what has gone on the whole season and certainly on Sunday. Where do you come down?
He is getting too much blame, Joe, but that's what has to happen because in my eyes, you're not getting rid of the quarterback if he's the problem. Let me say that because I think that there's underlying current that people think that Jalen Hurts, if it's not Kevin Petullo, then it's Jalen Hurts. I'm here to tell you it's a little bit of everything. It's not just Jalen Hurts, and I want to be clear with that. even though I know when you said nobody's going to hear me say
it. Did you hear what Hugh Douglas said? Oh, my goodness.
It's not all Jalen. But Jalen has to be held accountable for some of this. Now, listening to what was said, some of the stories that have come out and all the other stuff, there's a thought that a lot of this stems from the fact that Jalen refuses to grow as a quarterback. And I think that's part of the problem. But I also think part of the problem is that these coaches have failed to push Jalen. And I think that's where Kevin Petullo falls short in that sense, and that's why he has to go. Last year, when Kellen Moore was here, we saw early in the season how that offense tried to evolve and do certain things, and it didn't go out the way that it didn't start the way that we wanted it to. So we leaned more into the running game, and it was simple, and we went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Coach Petullo is a victim of the success that the Eagles had last year. He's a victim because, you know, when you go into this and you say, I'm hiring from within, I'm going to give him a shot. I think now, like, you know, recklessly speculating, part of that is that when Kellen Moore left, he probably was shell-shocked at the way that he had to run this offense because he had to, for lack of a better way of saying it, dumb it down in order for it to be successful. So now you're trying to find an offensive coordinator. Nobody wants the job. And now you have to hire from within because you're feeling like the guy that's within the building already, he can handle the situation. Situation got out of hand, Joe. And this is me recklessly speculating. I don't have anything. I ain't talked to nobody. I don't know what's going on in the building. This is just me looking at what has been said, what has transpired over the last year and a half, and recklessly speculating. But he's the guy. You're talking about a head on the pike, on the stick?
Yeah.
He has to be
that's
the guy.
That's we want blood.
Yeah, he's the guy. He's the guy.
I mean, if we're all acknowledging that, it's fine. I mean, but the idea that this is all this guy's fault is ridiculous. I mean, I'm just going to lay something out for everyone. And I just want you honestly to think about how you'd answer this question. All right? So before the season started, Ken Petullo, first-year offensive coordinator, if I had told you all these things I'm about to tell you, you tell me how you think the offense would perform this season. All right? Let's go through some of the things that these are things that happened this year. And I don't think, I would say most of what I'm about to say has, you could have Bill Walsh, you could have Andy Reid, you could have Ken Petullo call the plays. The things I'm about to say probably would not have been different. Ready? Let's go through them. If I had told you before the season, the offensive line would be clearly worse, specifically health-wise. Landon Dickerson had a surgery in the offseason and then hurt his knee and had a surgery in training camp. He was not the same this year. We all saw it with our eyes. Cam Jurgens, coming off a back surgery in the offseason, was not the same this year. We all saw it with our eyes. Tyler Steen, the replacement for Mekhi Becton, not quite as good as Becton was last year. We all saw it with our eyes. Lane Johnson missed about half the season, right? Is that anything to do with Kevin Petullo? Probably not. Health of the offensive line, play of the offensive line, dramatically worse than last year. Let's go to the running back who carried the team last year. Forget Kellen Moore. The running back last year carried the team. Saquon Barkley, probably because of all the carries last year and the offensive line not being as good, was not close to what he was last year. So O-line not as good because of health. Running back not as good because of probably wear and tear and the O-line. All right, let's throw those two things in. Then let's go to A.J. Brown, who missed a few games due to injury. When he was out there, he was mostly pouting the entire season, and then in the biggest game of the year, had three drops. I'm not really putting that on Kevin Petullo. And then we go to the quarterback, who clearly was up and down this entire season. You want to blame Petullo for that? All right, okay. But one thing that came out during the season was that there was reports that Jalen Hurts, during training camp and during the summer, told the Eagles, and there was back and forth, that he didn't maybe want to run as much anymore. So if I told you before the season, the O-line would be a total difference in health and production. The running back would be basically half of what he was last year. The star wide receiver would have health issues and complain every other week, and Jalen Hurts wouldn't run as much. Hugh, would you expect the offense to be better, worse, or the same?
I would expect it to be worse, Joe.
Okay.
But here's the reality of it, and I think that, you know, all those things are true. And it's not just one thing when it comes to why this offense was inept this year. But when you look at the play design, you look at the play calling, and you look at the lack of the creativity in the play calling, you got to point to the coordinator. And the reason why you do that is this. Everything that you're saying is true. But when I look at a decimated team like the San Francisco 49ers that we just lost to, and you see them come to town and beat us, then that dog that you're talking about doesn't hunt, because they were hurt. They were banged up, especially on the defensive side of the ball. In that game that we just played, they lost their best weapon in Kittle, and they still found a way to win the game. Like, everything you're saying is true, Joe, and it's not fair to blame Kevin Petullo for everything. But when you talk about the ineptitude of this offense, and you look at another offense that was devoid of talent all year long, and they still found a way to get it done, you can't justify this offense with the talent that we had, and I know they had injuries and everything. You can't justify that when you see it happen in the NFL all the time.
I think if we're – and I understand your point, and it's a good one. If the scale is Kyle Shanahan or Kevin Petullo, it's not even a question, right? Like, Petullo's not in his league. He's not in his universe. But I'm just – it's all being thrown at Petullo as if this it's not fair. This is as big of a scapegoat as I've seen around here in a long time.
Yes, it is. Okay. I don't disagree with that, Joe, but scapegoat nonetheless.
Okay. I mean, let's say the news comes down and we are on Petullo watch. Let's say the news comes down today that they fire Kevin Petullo. Is Jalen Hurts any faster or more accurate?
No.
Is the offensive line any healthier?
No.
Okay. So
But let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me recklessly speculate on what's going to happen. We feel, as a fan base, that it's the coordinator that ruined our season.
That's the overwhelming feeling. Yep.
So I feel what's going to happen is this. And there has been players that have come out and they've defended Petullo, but they've also said on one hand that the offense has been the same or stagnant, if you will, for the last couple of years.
But Petullo's not responsible for that.
I know he's not. But what's going to happen, in my opinion, is this. They're going to bring somebody in here that's going to run their own offense. And we're going to be in a situation that we've been in for the last 5 years. And I feel like when that happens, everybody's going to have to step up and
learn. Well, you might be right about that. You mentioned some of those players defending Kevin Petullo. This stood out to me. I mean, look, this could go one of two ways. And the players could say, hey, I don't know, you know, what do you want me to tell you? Or they could say it's not his fault. And it's been a lot of players that I've heard over the last couple days. They're saying this is not Kevin Petullo's fault. And it makes me think we are blaming this guy too much. Let's start with some of the active Eagles here that were on his offense this year. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley talking about Kevin Petullo and his role in all this.
You have to point the finger at one person. Like, that's what you guys have to do in your job. Somebody got to catch the blame, especially when we had the season we had the year before. Do I think that's fair? No. I don't think it's fair at all. I'll be the first one to say that. Did I play to a level I played last year? I don't think so. So I let him down. I let the teammates down. It's a group thing. I know you guys gonna point at one person and say that. It's a group effort. And I think, you know, I got nothing but positive things to say about KP as a man, as a coach. Just we fell short. And, you know, we as a collective, I want to make sure we get this, you know, as a collective, didn't do enough. And that's just the truth.
All right, so there's Saquon Barkley saying saying it's not on Kevin Petullo. Let's go to Devontae Smith, his wide receiver, who was on track for a heck of a year, and then halfway through the season, they kind of moved more towards AJ, and it didn't go, you know, Devontae's way the rest of the year, but still had a good season, and is still an important player around here. Here's Devontae on Petullo.
I feel like he did a great job, man. You know, a lot of stuff was on us as players. It works hand in hand. You know, we have to all pick each other up. We have to pick him up. He has to pick us up. And I feel like he called great the whole year. Offensively, we just didn't execute well.
I feel like he called it great all year. We, as the offense, didn't execute it well. I just go to Sunday. I mean, that whole last drive, there's guys open. There's plays to be made. There's a drop. And then Jalen has three straight poor plays leading to the 4th and 11. I mean, I can't get the third down play out of my head.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
Devontae's wide open. If it's caught, right? If Jalen makes a good throw, which it was not a good throw. Jalen makes a good throw. Devontae catches it. It's first down. Is Petullo to blame for that one?
Nope.
Or is that a good play call?
Good play call.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're...
Well, Joe, I hear what you're saying. But the consensus is, it's Kevin Petullo, because a lot of people don't understand, and no disrespect to the people out there, but they don't understand the way the offense works. We see that the offense was inept all year long. And the plays were vanilla. You cannot deny that. There were, for whatever reason, the plays were not creative at all season long. I mean, that's something you cannot deny. Whether or not that's all Kevin Petullo, that remains to be found out.
Yeah. What I think is it's easier for us to just say Petullo's the problem because we don't want to think about what the real problem might be.
Yeah, it might be the quarterback.
Yeah,
When I said it a few months ago, I got called every name but a child of God.
And with that, the offensive line may not be as dominant as we think it used to be. And with that, the running back may be in decline because that's what happens to great running backs when they get close to the age of 30. And A.J. Brown, for as great of a player as he's been in 4 years, did he look as explosive this year to you as he used to?
No, not down the stretch.
Okay.
This is the bad part about talking bad about somebody or putting somebody on blast, like we used to say back in the day. When you have games like that, your chickens come home to roost. Mm. And that's what happened for AJ. But the bottom line is this. This is a bottom line business. There's a lot of money out there on that football field.
Yeah.
The quarterback makes a lot of it. The quarterback makes the most of it. He's not going to get the heat because he's been to two Super Bowls and he's had winning seasons ever since he's been at the helm. And he deserves that respect. Kevin Petullo, on the other hand, You the odd man out because you ain't got that pedigree. You don't have.
Mm.
Wait a minute, Joe. Mm-hmm. This is what we used to say. You ain't got enough credit hours.
Yeah.
You ain't got enough credit hours.
I'm glad
hours
we
for
all
that.
See the same thing. So we're blaming a guy too much because we don't want to blame the other people.
Fine. But here's the thing. You're gonna follow the money or the lack of money or the least amount of money that you're gonna have to replace, and that's what it is. The quarterback is gonna get another chance at this. This is what I think is gonna happen. If it's Jalen. They're gonna put Jalen in a position with the new coordinator, whomever he is, and they're gonna run a different offense, and it's gonna be the offense that the coordinator wants to run. And if Jalen can't run it, then they're gonna move on from Jalen.
Well, you might be right. We'll see where it goes. We're all on Petullo watch right now. I think the guy's getting way too much blame. Let's hear from Jason Kelce last night before the Monday Night Football playoff game. Passionate. In that this was not on Kevin Petullo.
And I know that everybody is out on Kevin Petullo. I happen to know the guy. I love Kevin Petullo. I know he's a great coach. I know it wasn't the best performance this year offensively. They had the number one highest paid offense in the league and were mediocre across the board. That's unacceptable. God. They had their chances to win that game yesterday, and the players didn't make the plays. There's no reason that, and I'm trying to, what Robert Saleh did, that defense is commendable. What they've done to get to here is absolutely a testament to that organization and how well they're built and they function across the board. Kyle Shanahan with the trickeration, finding a way to get things open and everything like that. You tip your cap to him, but Philly had their opportunities.
He's dead right. I mean, he is dead right. There were plays to be made on the last drive. In fact, they walked down the field. AJ's wide open, drops the ball.
Yeah.
Goddard wide open. Jalen hits him first down. They walked right down the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what happened? On the fourth place. Quarterback stunk.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And that's fair to assume.
Yeah. Well, I'm not assuming anything. I watched him get tripped up by a defensive lineman. I watched him roll out. You know what's not going to get out of my head for until we play the next game?
Mm-hmm.
They have three downs left in their season, and Jalen Hurts threw the ball out of bounds on second down. And how is anyone okay with this? How is anyone okay? How is it Kevin Petullo's fault that on second down, a $50 million quarterback threw the ball out of bounds on second down?
Because of the play call.
No, Hugh.
No.
Run.
Joe, you about to stand up.
No, but Hugh, are you seriously okay with throwing the ball out of bounds?
Joe, I'm not.
Robert Saleh must have been giggling. Like, this guy just threw the ball out of bounds on second down? He has two plays left in his season, and he threw a play away. This is like, look over here. This is the problem.
Joe.
Look over here.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you do.
I do, Joe.
He threw the ball to bounds.
And you know what's
on
funny?
On second down.
You know
how
what's
is anyone with a brain okay with this?
Dan Orlovsky.
My God.
Dan Orlovsky.
Joe's getting red.
Yeah, he is. He's super red. I ain't never seen Joe that red.
I am red.
Dan Orlovsky pointed out.
We got to turn the air down.
I got you in a minute, dog.
Okay.
Dan Orlovsky pointed out in that drive that they had eight plays and four of those were similar.
Yeah.
Like four similar plays.
They worked.
That to me tells me that this offense lacks creativity for whatever reason. I think that's why Kevin Petullo is going to be the scapegoat.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I think, Joe, and I know you hate when I say that, but there's a lot of underlying things in this equation that are going to make it him. Like, the quarterback is a two-time Super Bowl participant, one-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah,
he's had success.
I get what is going to go on here. Like, yeah. I'm well aware.
Life ain't fair. Life ain't fair, Joe.
But we can at least acknowledge it's this. If there's a pie of blame, and you ask everyone listening to create the pie of blame, I think this thing would look like 90% Petullo, and I'm saying, guys, you guys are missing this thing. Yeah. All right, Kyle, where do you come down? Is Kevin Petullo, who we are officially on watch for his job here, is he getting too much blame?
Well, yeah, because I think it's easy and comforting for people to just say, it's one thing, and you fix that, and then all of a sudden we're going back to the Super Bowl next season. Like, that's easy for people to do. I just think if you look, like, go down the ledger of what's different from last year versus what's the same from last year, it's you have the O-line playing worse. They're more banged up. Mm-hmm. Saquon probably, you know, maybe he's lost a step, whatever. Just not as good, not as effective as last season. A.J. Brown, not as effective, not as good as last season. Jalen Hurts, not as effective as a runner, not really running as much as last season. That's different. And then you have the same, which is the offensive, I think, like, philosophy or scheme, being conservative, whatever that is, molded in the image of Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, two constants here from, you know, the last 5-6 years. And then you have the play of the quarterback, which I think largely is the same as last season. They were the 29th ranked passing offense last year. If anything, I would argue that he was less efficient this year. He was less accurate, things that he's normally good at. And he's just more inconsistent game to game, down to down. Like, I think that's what we have here. None of those things to me add up to Kevin Petullo is the problem, and you get him out of here, and then all of a sudden everything's going to be okay. But I'm resigned to the fact that he's probably going to go. Yeah. He's going to get axed for this, and I'm not going to shed a tear over it.
Anybody
whatever.
Yeah.
But who do we get in here? Like, I think people that think that we're going to get somebody in here, and now all of a sudden they're going to have their offense, they're going to hand the keys over like we did with the defense to Fangio, they're fooling themselves. I mean, this is what we have. This offense, I think, largely, schematically, is not going to change. If we go into this and run this back with all these same guys next season, the hope that we have to have is that the run game gets better and the offensive line gets better.
By the way, for everyone out there who thinks just new coach, same players, that's going to be the plan, you know, 2 years ago when the defense was awful and they brought Fangio in, they also changed half the defense. I mean, like, they didn't give Fangio that same players.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, we're going to get a new coach. And I hope that guy's better, and he probably will be a better coach because there's some more accomplished coaches out there. I'm just saying, like, this idea that just, like, yeah, Petullo out, new guy in, 30 points a game. Guys, I don't think
so. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think if you allow me to recklessly speculate for a while, I think, and I said this last night, I feel like this is going to be similar to the Dan Marino, Jimmy Johnson thing. When Jim Johnson took over for Miami and Dan Marino was the quarterback, and he ran a different offense that wasn't conducive to Dan Marino's skill set, I feel like it's going to be a little bit of that. Because the one thing I feel like this fan base needs to do, if it's the case. Let me say.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That first, because I don't want anybody to think that I don't know what's going on with the Eagles. Let me say that first. I don't know. I don't think it's all Kevin Petullo. I think it's a bunch of different things and a lot of what you talked about, Joe. But the problem is this. Jalen is the face of the franchise. Jalen has taken this team to two Super Bowls. We've had winning seasons with Jalen. Say, for instance, for the sake of this argument, that it is Jalen. Say, for the sake of this argument, that Jalen is the problem and Jalen doesn't want to evolve as a quarterback. Most people don't know that. Most people can't see that. So if you move on from Jalen, it's going to be a coup.
Well, that's fine. I mean, no player's above reproach.
But
he didn't play
Joe,
well this season.
The problem is this. Everybody's going to be wondering why you moved on from Jalen. And a lot of people are going to be thinking the same way that some callers were thinking yesterday. Self, for example, they're going to be thinking that's the reason why they want to move on. Joe, it's the reality of where we are with this quarterback.
It's fine. Jalen Hurts is probably going to be the quarterback next year.
But it's going to be a coordinator in here that's going to run the offense
the
way that he wants to run it. And if Jalen can't run it, then they're going to move on from Jalen.
I agree. That's likely where this is going. And that's fine. I mean, I understand that the idea is going to be to try to rehabilitate the quarterback. That he's under contract. I get that. I'm just saying the idea that the whole city has just decided Petullo has destroyed the Philadelphia Eagles. You guys are missing what happened this year. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get everyone's phone calls up on this side. I think we're scapegoating Kevin Petullo. I mean, he's just become.
Yeah,
all right. So as long as we all acknowledge that we just want to head on the
Somebody got to eat this turd sandwich.
There we go. So,
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
somebody got to eat this turd sandwich.
Where do you guys come down on the Petullo thing? Plus, more on Jalen's role in all this. What he said about KP yesterday when asked. And some very interesting stuff from Jeff McClain on Hurts and Petullo and the inner workings of the offense this year. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up, let you hear what Jalen Hurts said yesterday when asked about the future of Kevin Petullo. And Jeff McClain on his podcast talking about what's next with the Eagles offense coordinator. Plus, some quotes from his latest article. The headline, "The Jalen Hurts roller coaster is about to lose Kevin Petullo. How will the next rider fare?" We'll get to that. First, though, some phone calls here. Lamar in Philly talking about Petullo. What's up, Lamar?
Oh, man. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good, Lamar.
All right, Joe. I don't know, man. Man, I used to be on board with everything you said years ago when you were on Get Rid of Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Man, lately, I just can't connect with you, Joe. I mean, like, I'm listening to what you're
Lamar,
saying about
Petullo. Let's just be clear. You like Jalen Hurts, so criticism of Jalen Hurts you can't connect with. This is simple. I mean, it's not about me or you. It's about Hurts.
That's not it, Joe. We're both old enough. We watch enough football to understand.
All right, you're right.
I heard you mention some of the plays on that last drive.
Yes,
but you failed to mention all the second and 19s that this guy called inside zone. You failed to mention those, Joe. There's a lot of them.
So let's unpack it again. So we have a head coach whose whole thing is about turnover differential, right? Do you think Sirianni has anything to do with when they fall behind the sticks, how conservative they get?
Oh, dude, I was going to my next point.
Okay.
Since you want to take it there. Yeah, so you were saying, is Petullo getting too much blame?
Yeah.
I said he's getting his fair share of the blame, and I don't think it's too much. But if you're going to put the blame anywhere else, you're doing what every single media head is doing all over the world right now. You're taking it to Sirianni. You're saying, I got a head coach that I don't know what he's doing, don't know what he's doing, and he's hired his best boy that never done it before. So none of it makes sense. A head coach that nobody knows what he does, but for some reason we give him the authority to hire another guy that's never done it.
Well, I mean, I didn't give him the authority. The Eagles did. Also, we got to be fair about it, Lamar. They were coming off a Super Bowl championship. Like, if there's ever a time where the head coach is going to get to pick his coordinator, they had just won the Super Bowl. What are we going to do?
That would make sense, Joe, if Howie Roseman didn't assemble this whole thing and wasn't pulling all the strings.
Right.
Again, if you can put your finger on one thing that Sirianni did to make them win the Super Bowl, other than clapping and cheering and yelling going out of tunnel, then I'll give you credit for that. Other than that, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know what I seen that game Sunday? Mm. I wasn't even as mad as I usually is, Joe. I seen Kyle Shanahan continuously get Juszczyk, a fullback, wide open.
Yes.
Continuously, wide open. And again, in five seasons, Joe, I've never seen anything that Sirianni has done in that manner. And then you hire Petullo. Again, you're right. All of it's not Petullo's fault. You literally say, here's the best job in America right now with the most talented. Here, we know you don't have any experience. Figure it out as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. It never got figured out. The players don't believe in the system. When you call in second and 19, if I'm in that huddle, Joe, I hear inside zone when Barkley, I mean, my 7-year-old kid had watched Barkley get 1 yard gain or 3 yard losses out of shotgun. Second and 19. So you're at second and 19, but you're taking a handoff 24 yards.
But what do you think that says? Like, to me, it says one of two things. Like, I'm with you. I don't like that either. I mean, they're giving up on the possession. I feel the same thing as you. So it tells me that they just think they could win with defense. They don't need offense. And it also tells me they don't trust the quarterback to throw on obvious passing situations.
So, Joe, let me ask you a question.
Do you disagree with...
I disagree.
Why do you think they are running on second and 18?
Because I think that... I'm going to tell you right now, Joe. I think that Howie Roseman... I'm going to give Lurie and Roseman more credit than being that stupid. I don't think they're giving a guy $60 million that nobody trusts. Because if so, you can get rid of him now.
No, but... Okay. So then you think that... Then what is the reason they're running on second and 18?
Because this is my thought, Joe. Sirianni has to have something he hangs his hat on because he ain't got much going.
Right.
Hey, we don't want to turn the ball over. So that's my big call.
Lamar, I'm with you then. That was one of the things I said, right? They just think they could win with defense. Let's not turn the ball over. But Lamar, if that's handcuffing the coordinator. Like, we're deciding this guy is a moron. When if you have a head coach that says run on second and 18, what is the coordinator supposed to do? Throw?
So I'm going to tell you what I would do, Joe. I would package both of them off and send them down to shot right. I would get rid of both of them. I would package for too long, see, because what's going to happen, Joe, is you got a bunch of – the good thing about them losing, and this is my insight, they lost when all these coaches are available. If they went on a deep run, my God, we'd have to see both of these guys again. And again, I've seen enough in 1 year. I don't never have to see Sirianni and probably will never see Kevin Petullo calling plays ever again. And it's only because he's – now, again, if Sirianni was a real stand-up guy, he would go to bat and say, look, that's all my fault. He ran my offense. He called every play I wanted him to call. Don't blame him. Blame me. If anybody got to go, I'll bite the bullet.
You know what? That's kind of how Doug left. And Lamar, good phone call. I'm glad we recovered from the beginning.
Yeah, you got a little rocky.
Yeah, it's fine. We can disagree. I like Lamar. Yeah, I mean, I guess Sirianni could do that. I mean, he could go to bat for his guy, and he could say, if he's going, I'm going. But that means he's probably going to lose his job.
No, I don't think he
I mean, Doug did that for his guy.
Sirianni ain't about to do that.
Okay, but Lamar's right. I mean, Sirianni could do that.
Yeah, Sirianni ain't about to do that, though.
Okay.
You can look at certain cats and see who down the ride like that. I don't think Sirianni that cat. I don't think he's that cat.
Now, Lamar brought up that this is an interesting time for them to need a coordinator, right? Because there's a lot of names out there, a lot of former offensive head coaches that are now unemployed. I do wonder how quickly the Eagles are going to move here, Hugh. I mean, a few years ago, they did not land Vic Fangio after the Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, that's probably fresh on everybody's mind.
Uh-huh, and then they did get him, obviously, the next year. But, you know, there's a lot of names out there people are interested in, but they got to move quickly here. Otherwise, I would say in the next week or two, those people are going to take head coaching jobs off.
Yeah, you want to try to get your offense, and you want to figure this out as quickly as you possibly can. Yep. So I'm with you on that. With you on that.
Jalen Hurts spoke yesterday, locker cleanout day. He was asked about Kevin Petullo's future. Here's how he answered that.
It's too soon to think about that. And like I said, I put my trust in Howie, Nick, and Mr. Lurie. I
know. What about AJ Brown? Would you like AJ?
AJ and I have talked. We're in a great place.
Hugh, your thought on that juxtaposition?
Jalen's a smart man. He could have just said no, because that's what you was feeling.
No, he can't say no.
Yeah, why not?
No, you can't say no.
Why not?
He's going to sit there and the guy's not fired and say, I don't want him back?
He
can't do that.
Joe. And Kyle, for that matter.
He can't.
You saw the way I was looking
at
yours.
When somebody, that's just like somebody asked me, hey, how you like working with Joe Giglio? Well, I'm going to talk to Rod about that. That's Rod's decision.
Yeah, that's you saying no without saying no.
Okay,
yeah,
so you might as well say no.
No, he can't say no.
Why not?
Because if he says no, you know what that is. He's putting all the blame on Petullo.
What did we just agree that he just said?
No, hold on. He leaves like reasonable doubt.
Listen, not outright saying it.
I've been working with you guys for 3 years.
He can't say no.
Hold on. That'd be so unprofessional if he said no. Okay,
but no,
you can't
do
that.
It'd be honest. It'd be my honest feeling.
No,
he's the franchise quarterback.
How long I've been working with y'all? How long I've been working with y'all?
3 years.
If somebody asked me, this is the reality of what he did. If I did you like that, Joe, our relationship changes.
Sure. Well, there's a change too.
Well, right. But there's a difference between that.
It's no difference.
There's absolutely a difference. Because if you did, like if somebody said, do you like working with Joe? And the answer was actually yes. You're like, yes, of course I like working with Joe. If the answer is no, you don't outright say no.
This is what I'm trying to get you guys to see. If I don't say yes, then I'm saying no, regardless of how I say it.
No, but there's an image or like a front that you like. It sort of goes without saying that you have to be. You have to take the high road.
No, it doesn't go without saying.
Yes, you do.
No, it does not.
You know you have to take the high road. Honesty is not always the best policy.
Kyle,
what are you talking
my
about?
My thing is this. You're right. I'm not arguing that point. But when you answer it that way, you're basically answering it no.
No.
So you might as well say
there's a difference between lying and not telling the truth.
I also think
there is.
He probably knows he's gone anyways, and he just didn't want to have to
because
throw it
everyone
out there.
Knows what the real answer that you're saying is, but you can't outright say it.
You would have been better off saying, hey, that's the decision left for the people upstairs.
That's exactly what he did say.
But you're still saying no. You're still saying no.
No, but that's the best way to say no. We know that he's saying no.
You got to say, you might want to say no, dog.
No.
You might want to say no.
All right, that's not it, though. We have more. Jeff McClain on his podcast. Here he's talking about the future of Petullo and how this thing might go.
From what I understand, there were conversations being held over the last few weeks about, the questions that we were even asking ourselves as a kind of a media corps was okay, what's it going to take for Kevin Petullo to stay? Do they have to get to the Super Bowl? Do they have to win to the Super Bowl? And internally they were asking themselves the same question. How bad will it look if we move on from him after reaching the Super Bowl? It could have happened and it might have happened, but this way they have it's an easy out. He's going to be removed and maybe he kind of goes back to his old spot as pass game coordinator. And what you'll hear from Nick Sirianni is I put him in a bad spot. This is my call. It wasn't fair to him coming off a Super Bowl title to put him into this position, et cetera, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and the whole thing sounds like spin. I mean, the whole thing sounds like scapegoat spin. I mean, that's what it feels like there. So they might keep him and just move him down the rung, which, again, that's fine. But as long as I just think we need to come to an agreement here that this guy's getting way too much of the piece of the pie of the blame here. There's a lot of issues now.
Oh, no, he is, but he's the low man on the totem pole.
Yeah, so we just pile on.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as we're all on the same page.
That's how a scapegoat works.
That's basically
the definition.
Yeah, he's being scapegoated. All right, so Jeff McClain also wrote this morning about some sort of split within the building, Hugh, about the offense and why it's struggling. I'm going to read from the article. Quote, the Eagles' best leaders looked internally at themselves and what they can improve and refused to point fingers. But there was definitely some redirecting of criticism with the split about evenly distributed between Hurts.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And Petullo, this part was interesting. The Hurts critics just seem louder. Some of their gripes were performance-based, like the offense isn't exotic and moves slow because Hurts can't read complex defenses or doesn't want pre-snap motion, or his inability to process post-snap limits middle field throws, or he doesn't want to run as much anymore. That's from critics within the Eagles about Jalen Hurts. You good over there?
No, I'm just saying. I tried to tell y'all.
Well, so I just can
you guys
I just,
are both on the show.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
When I said maybe it was Jalen a few weeks ago, and we still don't know.
But may I just offer this? When everyone says the play calling wasn't creative enough, is that paragraph not potentially reasoning why the play calling was vanilla?
Yes, it
okay.
Is.
So what are we doing?
We got a $50 million quarterback. So we gonna blame the man that makes the least amount of money.
There we go.
Okay. Joe, I didn't say it was fair. But you asked me what it was.
That's sort of what we're asking.
It's not fair.
Is it fair?
It's not fair.
It's not fair, but it's what's going to happen.
I'm aware.
Because who's going to believe, like this is what we're talking about. Who's going to believe that Jalen's the problem when you've seen the success that Jalen has had?
Well, I mean, Kyle did point out something fair. The passing game stunk last year. He wasn't the coordinator.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Because of the running game and the offensive line and the back.
See,
defense.
We went over this a million times.
We've done this.
I hear what you're saying.
Do you?
But, yeah, you know what? I get it. But the reality is the man's went to two Super Bowls in both times.
So above reproach.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
So he's above reproach.
For whatever. I'm not saying he's above reproach because the worms turned. Because to your point, there's a lot of people, these stories, and I knew that this was going to happen. We all knew this was going to happen. We've been in this business long enough to know.
Of course it was.
End, when it went bad, you can't go bad when you're winning. But when you lose, that's when the chickens come home to roost. And that's what's happening now. Now, The question is, okay, Kevin Petullo is a sacrificial lamb. Bring forth the sacrificial lamb. You can't move on from Jalen because Jalen is a two-time Super Bowl participant, and he's had winning seasons. And I'm going to tell you the truism about all this. Hard to find a quarterback, man. Regardless of Jalen's shortcomings or whatever you want to say, he has been successful in the NFL. You can't argue that for whatever reason. If it's that they've dumbed it down for him or made it conducive for him, it could be the talent. But the bottom line is this. This team is better with Jalen at the helm right now. In the eyes of the fans, I should say.
Well, yeah.
So
without offering an alternative,
But see, that's where you're at. You can't move on from him. Yeah. He's the last person that if we're talking about the hierarchy of how this thing's going to change, he's going to be the last person you decide to move off of.
Well, I mean, AJ
higher than that. Kevin Petullo is the number one candidate.
Petullo might be done by the end of the show.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Petullo the number one candidate, but Jalen, no, we ain't doing that until it's proven that Jalen can't do certain things. That's the problem, Joe. We're recklessly speculating.
I know, but again, we like Jalen. We like the players. People buy their jerseys. They cheer for them. Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl, right? Like all those things. There's great.
The truism.
I get it. I mean, I understand where this is coming from. There's great memories with players. I mean, this is the same. We do this all the time in sports. We ignore the truth because we want to blame somebody else. It's easier. Makes us. We'll all feel good when they fire Kevin Petullo. I'm just saying, like the pie of blame feels way too big on one person versus everything else. And again, people hear this as Hurts. I mentioned the offensive line was a far cry from last year. The run game was a far cry. And without that, Jalen Hurts, you know, they're not going to score a bunch of points if it's a drop back passing game. We've known that his whole career. AJ was hurt. AJ was miserable the whole year. He dropped passes in the last game. Like, so it's all of them. But the coordinators gets the blame. So that's the way we go. One more quote from the article here. I want to read this one to you, Hugh. This is from Jeff McClain today, Philadelphia Inquirer. Quote, it's hard to believe that Hurts doesn't have a say in those conversations. He's talking about the way the offense looks.
Mm-hmm.
He has said his influence has steadily increased. Some team sources have said it's much greater than has been conveyed. But if he has been overpowering coaches, isn't that as much of an indictment of Sirianni and Petullo as it is the quarterback?
Kind of said that.
Well, you did. You said that yesterday, too.
I'm a visionary.
But if... I'm not a visionary. I'm what?
I don't like how you do this and act like we all disagreed with you.
I mean,
we all haven't been saying the same thing.
No, hold on.
Full disclosure, you were the last to join. You were the one telling me all last offseason Hurts the second best player in the NFL. No, he wasn't.
He was.
And Joe and I tried to tell you.
No, I didn't.
And then
say
you
the
hopped on board,
player.
And now all of a sudden I'm an oracle.
I said the second best quarterback.
Not a chance.
I said the second best quarterback.
Yeah, which was a lie.
Twist my words.
Yeah, which was a lie.
That was also a lie.
It wasn't even close.
It was the truth.
It wasn't even close.
It was the truth. I still stand by that.
Not even.
I'm a visionary.
Not right now. He's struggling right now.
Well, obviously, yeah.
He's struggling right now. But when I said it, when I dropped that gem,
no,
nope.
It was a gem.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. John and Wayne, what's up,
hey.
John?
You're just mad. You didn't think What's
Hello?
Up, man? What you got?
Hey, John.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Yes.
I'm on. Hey,
good God.
Hey, John. What's going on? What's up?
Love your show. Listen, and you, by the way, you are a child of God. Don't ever forget that, okay? You made a comment before that everybody called you a couple weeks ago, called you everything but a child of God. So don't ever forget that.
Well, thank
you. But anyway,
let me
write that down in your notebook.
So listen, this is funny, man. I love Lamar and the points that he made, the second and 19th thing, you know, and what kind of a play they're doing. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the last play of the game. And here's what I want to find out. I want to know. Nobody's addressed this. Here's the question I have. Was that an optional route that these guys run when they run the defense was in quarters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So each guy's covering a quarter of the field. But what happened on the snap of the ball? You had two inside linebackers that didn't blitz, did they?
No, they dropped.
They dropped.
Yep.
And what did Goddard do? He hooked right into the pass guy. He hooked right into those three. That's why you had the quarterback trying to throw the ball into three defenders. All he had, I'm telling you, you help me out here, all right? Hey, I was in Eddie Kayat's last camp as a running back,
mm-hmm.
all right, 50-something years ago, but I didn't wear a leather helmet or not have a face guard on. So I have a little bit of street cred.
No, I got you.
Nobody's talking about Goddard reading the play. You got to read that defense. All he had to do was turn outside instead of inside. What's he doing turning into the two linebackers?
It's John, it's an interesting question. John, good phone call. Hugh, what did you – so obviously the pass breakup, right? And uh-huh. and you wonder what happened there. What's the call for it? So what did you see on the last play? The Niners are in quarter coverage.
Well, they ran everybody off.
Yep.
And I didn't see – we were talking about it in a meeting. So it would look like you would have somebody underneath. But to your point, when we were talking about a meeting, you're not going to get the first down in that situation. But you got a chance to at least try to get to the get a touchdown or something like that. I don't know. To your point, Joe, you shouldn't have never been in that position if the plays were ran right. There's a lot of blame to go around when you talk about this offense and its ineptitude. And was it Jason Kelce pointed out last night? It was on the players. It's on everybody, man. It's just unfortunate that in this situation, that the scapegoat is going to be Kevin Petullo.
So yeah, and that play, I mean, his point is with the linebackers dropping into the middle, maybe Goddard could have went out, and maybe he could have. But here's what I don't know what he should have done. He and Hurts were on the same page. Like, Hurts seemed to realize he was going to come to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the important part is they have to be on the same page. Now, perhaps they both read it wrong and he should have went outside. The problem is, and you just kind of hit on this, if you're in a 4th and 11 with that condensed of the field, it's hard to convert
that. It's hard. We know that as defenders.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you're covering, you use the sidelines, use the end zone.
Right.
And things of that. To help you, they're like your guidelines or whatever.
Right, like if it's a play on the 50, you could clear someone out.
Yeah, and get yards and maybe you can get a first down because that's what it kind of felt like when you clear about out. Because initially when we were talking about it, that's what I was thinking because you had the crosser, and you were like, but it's 4th and 11.
I know,
and I was like, oh, so now it's but really when you talk about playing offense and plays of that. In that situation, ain't too many in the playbook.
Not for 4th and 11.
No, not too many. Ain't too many plays in the playbook for 4th and 11.
I mean, you're in trouble.
You're hoping at that point. You're hoping for something.
Honestly, when the ball was snapped and I kind of saw the way it was going, my hope was there was a defensive penalty, right?
Yeah, like, that's what you're hoping for. Yeah. You hope for a PI or something like that. Maybe you chuck it to the end zone.
Yeah, I mean,
and maybe you're hoping for the PI.
I did wonder. I mean, as you rewatch the play, and I've watched it a lot. AJ's got one, you know, like when the linebackers kind of crashed to the middle and Goddard came in and everyone kind of condensed to the middle and it was basically three players on one. AJ had one-on-one on the outside. I wonder if he lost trust in AJ after all the drops. I mean,
yeah, cause maybe.
You would, if I had said to you, game on the line, right? And AJ's one-on-one corner of the end zone against an okay corner, right? Lenore's mm-hmm. fine, but he's not like an all-pro kind of player. Wouldn't you throw that ball up
to
AJ?
Yeah, I would. I would. But that's... something that you would think that a quarterback, him and his receiver, would be comfortable with.
I know.
The thing that we've been talking about all year, and that has been addressed, it didn't feel like these guys had continuity all year long, but they had success. Now, that's an anomaly. I've never heard of receivers and quarterbacks not working together in offseason. I remember hearing stories of Donovan in Arizona, because he lives in Arizona, and guys would fly out there and they would just – you know, work out
right
on a daily basis for like a couple weeks, you know, just to keep that continuity. That's what it's about. When you ask these guys and you read some of the tweets that AJ had earlier, you're talking about who can I get to throw the ball to me.
Sure.
It's like, damn, well, isn't your quarterback supposed to be doing that for you can get that continuity?
Yeah, well, they need more of that. That's for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. A lot to talk about today. We are on Petullo Watch. We're also on Bo Bichette Watch. I need some good news here. We are waiting. Yes, I'm on Bo Bichette Watch.
And if you don't like somebody, just tell them you don't like them.
Yeah, who don't we like?
I'm just saying.
Are you back to that?
Yeah.
No.
You might as well.
Oh, no, he can't. He can't. Anyway, look with the...
You are the worst.
What do you want to do? Go up there and say fire for Petullo?
If I didn't like you, Joe, I'll tell Rod. I'll be like, hey, man, I don't like Joe.
But the quarterback of an NFL team kind of has to be a little more.
No, but if you're asked a direct question, I believe in being honest.
I know, but that's good. It's good for a talk show host, not so much for the quarterback of a franchise. All right, anyway, Devin Caney's going to join us next after the break.
I hope you made it this far.
More of your calls.
That's an amazing thing.
It really is. It is. It's amazing. All right. Petullo, is he getting too much blame? He clearly is in my mind. This guy, where's your scapegoat in this guy? It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.